So hi, Olympic Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
Last live stream of the year.
Woo!
We made it.
Last one of the season. Live stream of the season.
Yes, last live stream of the season. Last podcast of the season will be dropping next Monday.
Yeah.
That will be the album of the year discussion. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'll have interviews dropping through the holidays into the new year. But the last conversation, the last numbered episode in the season will be next Monday. Last live stream is tonight if you're watching it live. If you're not, then this is the last live stream.
And now it's the last.
It's the second to last episode. Second to last podcast episode.
Weekly podcast episode. Yeah. Weekly overview podcast episode.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot of interviews this week, and then we're going to bed.
Thank God.
I was telling my family at dinner, I was like, this week is one of my busiest podcast weeks in weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know where it all came from.
No, because it's like, shouldn't everyone be like with family or something? Like, guys, it's Christmas. Stop.
We're not with family, bro.
Dude, I'm trying to be.
I'm keeping Glory away from her family. I'm locking her in a closet somewhere.
I'm like, guys, I'm sorry. I can't see you today. Shane scheduled 8 interviews. Maybe tomorrow. Oh, damn it.
Ah, shit. Another 4. Ah, fuck.
It's good. It's good fun.
But yeah, so this, you know. Lookout album of the year episode. So that we can participate in the album of the year discussion online this year. Previous years we've dropped it on New Year's Day, but we're like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
And also, we want to sleep.
Yeah, because we would try to schedule in between Christmas and New Year's, and contrary to popular belief, that's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, obviously not, because we did it for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's only getting harder.
That's true.
We had 1 hour window and that was it, like, that lined up. Everything else was like, nah, bro, I'm too busy playing Xbox. Fuck the podcast, bro. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
I'm sorry, man.
I'm listening to Don Broco. Like,
I can't
just
pause
send
it right
screenshot
now.
Of my of her calendar.
Don Broco.
Why? And then a quick break to watch the interviews or to watch the music videos.
The music videos, and then the cook dine with Don Broco, and then the studio sessions.
Of course,
it all filled out on the calendar. Yeah, yeah.
But I went to a couple of shows this past week. I saw the Jonas Brothers on Wednesday at the Prudential Center. Sat in a lot of traffic to get there. Shout out Newark, New Jersey. Really, really, really easy to get there. So I got there during Lawrence's set. They were on by the time I got in the venue. They were fine. They pulled out an NSYNC cover. It wasn't great. I seem to be the only one that even looked up when they started playing it. People around me did not seem to be into Lawrence. I was a part of that crew. Was not a big fan. The second time seeing them again with the Jonas Brothers, saw them back in August. It's just not for me.
Yeah, not a fan.
No. And then the Jonas Brothers came out, and seeing boy bands by myself humbles me every single time, just a little bit, because it's just a little awkward, a little weird. Because there are definitely some eyes on you, like, why are you singing all the words back? And I'm like, I don't know, bro, because 8-year-old me was cooking to this shit in his bedroom.
Exactly.
Like,
fuck those people. Dude, you should be able to enjoy your boy band.
It's always a smidge humbling, but they put on a good show, but I think I learned something about myself at the show, and that is I only have to see the Jonas Brothers once a year. I don't have to see the same tour twice, because there was a special charm to the tour when I saw it the first time, like getting to hear all of the songs that, you know, I only dreamt of hearing, albeit only slivers of them, live. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's special charm to that, hearing it the first time, whereas the second time, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it, like, doesn't hit the same. And, like, I was going to the show, like, if it was just a regular tour where they were just, like, touring the new record and not playing five records in full, I probably mm-hmm. would have just went to one show and called it quits. But since it was, like, my Eras tour, I was like, ah, I'll go to two, whatever. Yeah, but I was going to the second one, like, trying to chase the feeling that I got at the first one, because I thought that, like, the show invokes that, but it was, like, a mixture of everything happening. It sounds, like, really superstitious or whatever. I don't know what the word I was looking for, but it sounded like I was looking for, like, a whole bunch of things, not just the performance happening in front of me, and, like, the performance itself was cool, but you don't get to hear those songs live for the first time again, and I obviously didn't get that experience the second one, so, like, it was fine. Like, they put on a good show, mm-hmm. obviously, but I could have saved the money I spent to go, you know?
It wasn't the same.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. They put on a good show. And of course, I say I only have to see them once, and then they started teasing 2025 is going to be 20 years of them being a band, so Lord only knows
they're doing another era of those.
Yeah, Lord only knows what cash grab tour they're going to do in 2025 that's going to take all my money.
Front row.
I couldn't even afford front row for the Biscuit. You think I'm getting front row for the Jonas Brothers? You're sorely mistaken.
Whatever, man.
Shout out that Biscuit tour, by the way. I'm going.
Shout out Biscuit. Yeah. They are coming to Virginia, so I can't fucking do anything with them. I think I would see Limp Bizkit live just to say I've seen them live, and also just to put an eye on Fred Durst. You know, I'd be like, okay, you're real, you're there, that's it, check, that's it.
That tour is not hitting Virginia, it's hitting, like, the weirdest markets.
Yeah, I don't think it is, and if it is, it's hitting, like, fucking Bristow, yeah, Virginia.
I think I saw that on there. Yeah, I know that that's a trek.
Yeah, that's, like, 3.5 hours away.
Not for Bizkit?
No, I barely did it for 5 Seconds of Summer. And even then, 5 Seconds of Summer called Bristow, D.C. So I was like, okay, so you guys didn't even fucking count us as Virginia. So no, I'm not going to D.C. to see Bizkit.
That's unfortunate. Fred Durst will not be forgiving you for that.
God damn it. Okay, fine, I'll go.
Friday night, I saw Pollyanna perform at NGIT, a good old college show. Always cool to see Pollyanna. I haven't seen them since October when they were opening for Pink Shift. I missed them on the Honey Revenge tour. I'm actually wearing my Pollyanna hoodie today. I stole it
Banger
from them.
Hoodie.
Hoodie. Yeah, I stole it from them at the NJIT show.
Nice.
I was like, I need one of those hoodies now.
I'll just take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that. That's my commission for these for the year.
Whoa! Let's not go that far.
But yeah, they put on a good show. Obviously didn't catch him with Honey Revenge, so first time seeing him in 6 weeks. It's been a long time.
6 weeks.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
Yeah, very long time. But they put on a good show as always. They played some Sugarcoat, which I'm always here for. I like Sugarcoat. You know, they played my favorite songs off Slime, as they always do. You know, great set as always. You run out of things to say when you've seen a band like 8 times, and like
in
six times,
like a year,
yeah, and 6 times in the past like year. You know, it gets hard. So, great set as always, guys. Keep killing it.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
I'll see you in another 8 weeks with playing my tees.
I'll see you in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're doing back to back nights with playing my tees, so I'm gonna have a lot to say about Pollyanna's set.
I want a review for every night. So 2 separate things. You can't have any overlapping comments.
Okay. That's gonna prove to be challenging. And then Saturday night, had a show at the venue that my company that I work for books at promotes at. We got America Part 2 and The Orphan the Poet co-headlining together, which is such a crazy bill. You put America Part 2, a heavy band, and Orphan Poet a pop band on a bill together. Interesting. And we had locals, the Brothers Union and Girl Bossa Nova on the show as well. Kind of, you know, counterbalance the extremes of the touring package. We had a heavier and a poppier local on the show as well.
Yes.
Girl Bossa Nova, the show is running behind. We had some sound check issues. So the show is running about 15 minutes behind to start off the night. And we were just like, all right, Girl Bossa Nova, we're doing a quick line check of your shit and you're playing. Like, you just got to go play. Like, it is what it is. And they started out the set a little nervous, but for being the newest band on the bill, they went up there and they ripped it and started off the night super well, you know, especially being put in that position where, like, you don't get a proper sound check. You really didn't even get a line check. You just kind of bring your shit up on stage and, like, all right, it's time to rip it. Like, you got no time to warm up. They didn't even know when they were going to get on stage because the shit kept getting pushed back. So you don't even have time to, like, mentally prepare. So they just went up there. They fucking ripped it. They put on
a good, awesome.
Yeah, they put on a good show. Matt, myself, the venue guy, we were all like, holy shit, like, what is happening on stage right now? Because they're a great fucking band, and you know, first time seeing them live, but we've had them in the studio, although I wasn't there. I had heard, you know, some of the stuff that Mike was working on. They're a great band. The Brothers Union also put on a great show. First time seeing them as well. The Orphan, the Poet, known to that band for a while. First
like time. A long time. Yeah. I feel like they've just always been around when consuming music.
Yeah. First time seeing them live. They put on a good show. I don't know, man. The songs are good. Like,
yeah.
Big fan of solid pop songs. I like. They were pretty good. And then America Part Two, you know, kind of the same as Pollyanna. I've seen the band a lot.
like a thousand times.
I've seen the band a lot. They put on a pretty good show. You know, they ripped a bunch of songs off the new record. First time seeing them post release of the new record. I think the last time I saw them, those tracks were still in release, so I was the only one in the crowd that knew the words.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they put on a solid show. I was in the corner by my ticket booth. It's a fucking table by the door.
It's a fucking ticket booth, yeah. Man. Don't talk about yourself like
by
that.
The ticket booth, fucking dancing around and shit. Yeah, so that was fun. And then my last show of the year is next Friday, the Late Waves album release show, and then I'm fucking clocking out. I'm not going to shows for like 2 weeks. Yeah. I don't know.
I fucking love Late Waves. No, 2 weeks. Oh, that's such a long time in between shows, Shane. You're fucking ridiculous, man. You know I went months without shows.
I'm done.
I have nothing to say to you ever again. This is it. This is the last time we're talking for the rest of the year.
Dude, Thursday.
Oh, fuck. Tomorrow.
Dude, Thursday. Then we can pretend like we don't know each other for like a month.
Exactly. That's going to last like 5 hours. When one of us is going to have a question about something. That's going to be fucking it.
But yeah, and then, you know, looking in next year, I really don't have tickets for anything until March, although I obviously have plans before then, but I got, you know, tickets for March. I got my Biscuit tickets too, so shout out to Biscuit.
Yeah.
But we
shout
also
out Biscuit. FaceTime me during Dad Vibes.
Hopefully they play some good old Dad Vibes.
Hope so.
Yeah. But we've got some music to talk about as well. Last real release week of the year, I feel. I mean, next week, or it's this week, has a couple of records, but nothing too crazy. Got Have Mercy's new album, Numb. It's fucking solid. It's what I come to Have Mercy for, you know. Solid fucking music. Little touch of sadness in there, and by a touch I mean like they
like
meant to put
it.
A touch, and then they just kind of pushed the bucket into the well and everything accidentally fell in there. But it's what I come to them for. They're such an incredibly solid band. I'm so glad that they're back. It's so funny that I saw their quote unquote last tour in 2020. And they're like, we're never doing this again. You know, it's over. You know, I went because Selfish Things was on the lineup. And I really didn't even know who they were, but I was, and I checked them out and I was like, damn, wait, this shit kind of rocks. And now, you know, they're back and we've had them on the podcast twice, but the second one isn't out yet. Uh-oh. But yeah, it's just crazy that like the band was supposed to be over and now the output is more than ever, you know. But new album rocks, and don't sleep on it because it came out so late in the year. Fucking check it out anyway.
Hell yeah. I did like this record a lot, and I think it's funny how you said a touch of sadness, and then you said a lot of sadness, because it's like the fucking two shots of vodka, like, meme from, like, 20 years ago. I feel so old referencing it. But it's fucking that, only it's with sadness instead of vodka. Yeah. Anyways, my favorite track is I Can't Stay. It's sad as shit, and I really like it. So thanks, guys. I really did enjoy this record.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for the interview that isn't out yet.
Exactly. Yeah, my favorite part about this record is, like, some of their older stuff was just very much, like, obviously the lyrics are sad, but also the instrumental is very melodramatic and very sad, mm-hmm. whereas this, the tracks, the instrumentals are a little bit more on the upbeat side, but obviously, you know, and you can get away with listening to it not like just fucking wallowing in sadness, you know, if you're not listening so intently to the lyrics. But if you're listening to the lyrics, then you're like, oh fuck, like, no, this shit is sad. But on the, like, if you just give it a surface level listen, you're not listening to fucking anything, you just hear tunes and that's it, you just hear music notes, then you can kind of get away with just like giving it a listen, like doing basically anything, and it not completely ruining your day.
Exactly. I fucking love when bands do that, because you could just kind of flip-flop off of it. You'd be like, you know, I want to be sad today, and you just pull up the lyrics, and then you're like, man, I really want to fucking dance to this today. You just blot the lyrics completely.
Yeah.
So yeah, good job, guys.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Atreyu dropped a new album, The Beautiful Dark of Life.
We spoke to Atreyu a while ago, back when we thought that they were just putting out an EP for the year and that was it. And then, you know, in the interview we got talking, and you know, it was like, ah, no, this is the first of many. So they did the EP rollout, which we're not huge fans of, but I thought that they did it in an interesting way, because they sprinkled in the new tracks into the track list, and it wasn't just like boom 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 boom, 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 all the songs you've already heard, and then the ones you haven't heard at the end, which was cool. Like, I mean, you know, you start out the record, Drowning was obviously like the big lead single that had us all like, oh god, the band hasn't changed at all. And then you go to Insomnia, which is a brand new song off the record. So that right there had me like, oh shit, like that's how they did it. Record is solid. I feel like it's a good balance between the last Atreyu record, albeit not as butt rock. You know, it's still, basically what I'm getting at is a balance of hard rock, which was what they were doing on the last record, but we weren't a fan of what they were doing on that last record, of what they're doing on this one. A mixture of hard rock and kind of what, you know, Atreyu for before then, which was, you know, metalcore and post-hardcore. It's a perfect blend of that. A little bit more hard rock leaning than I expected based on
the EPs,
because we had an EP of like basically heavy stuff.
And it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that second EP was basically all rippers. But, you know, considering how much I didn't like the last Atreyu, I can't complain about this, because I actually enjoy it. And even the like a song like Drowning, where like I heard it and I was like, we're not covering the rest of this rollout. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, that's like, it.
I don't care. Like, I physically can't trash this band anymore because I just feel bad. It was like, you know, just to start out with that, and then this wind up being the end product. Like, I can't complain.
No.
Like, this is a step in the right direction, and for me.
Absolutely, yeah. It was definitely, I think you said it perfectly, where it's more hard rock than both of us expected. But it does seem like a good, I'm literally just reading everything you said, because it's true. It's a good balance of everything we got in the EPs, where it was heavy shit mixed with kind of stuff that the sound that we're more familiar with. I do hope that they were more experimenting with the heavier stuff just to kind of see how their fan base takes it. And that for their next couple releases, they kind of lean more on that side and becomes more heavier with kind of like a sprinkle of hard rock. So kind of like the fucking opposite of what this record is, I guess, if you fucking swap them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think they fit the heavier side more. I think it's definitely what everyone would be fucking stoked to see if they just fucking went, I don't know the
balls
correct
to the
word.
Wall.
There you go. I was gonna say that, but I was like, is that the right thing? If they went fucking balls to the wall, I think people would be like, what the fuck is happening? This is awesome. But yeah, I can't complain. It's good.
Yeah. I think
it's a step in the right direction for me personally. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think part of why we expected this to be so heavy is because the first EP, the one that we did mm-hmm. the interview about, had two heavy tracks on it. And honestly, Watch mm-hmm. Me Burn is a little bit heavier than it's still on that radio rock spectrum. You know, you mm-hmm. want to get technical with it, but it's on the heavier side of things. The second EP had like, I feel like 3/4 of it was fucking heavy. And then the last EP we got was like basically all like hard rock. It had the ballad song on there with the feature, and it was just kind of like, okay. And then the new songs on the record are all more so those hard rock songs and a couple more ballads sprinkled in there. Yeah. So like that's where you get it, because each EP had at least one or two not so heavy songs, and then mm-hmm. we had a full EP of basically all of those, and then 3 or 4 new tracks.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes sense, but step in the right direction. Neither of us are complaining. You know, just stoked to be on here, not being like, this is the worst
this
record I've ever
heard.
Yeah. While She Sleeps dropped their new single Down. Very solid track. They got a new record coming out in 2024, which when they announced it, felt so far away, because it honestly was, but now it's only 3 months out.
Oh Jesus. Don't say that to me.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 months out. So, it's creeping in here. They're going to be on tour with Architects and Of Mice and Men.
Next
May, I'll be there.
For sure,
time.
You will.
I will be. I don't have my ticket yet, but I'll be there.
Be there. There's no Virginia, so guys, you did this to yourself. Actually, I'm assuming there's no Virginia. I just kind of assume that. No,
I don't. That's a fair assumption.
Yeah, I don't think there is. I think I looked and I was like, "Fuck," because I do like.
Fuck, I wasn't gonna go anyway.
Fuck. No, I would actually like heavily consider it because of Architects.
Yeah.
Because I do. I fucking love Architects. But I'm going to assume that there's no Virginia, because I would have talked about that and been like, yeah. But yeah, no, I liked this track. I did like this track a lot. I'm very excited to see what they have up their sleeve. Good track. Thumbs up. Hands Like Houses dropped a new single, Heaven. Fuck yes. This track is amazing. Really, really liked it. I thought it was like really fucking, I don't want to say dancey, but just how it starts. I don't know. I loved it. It's just great.
New vocalist in the band is Josh from The Fame. We love The Fame here. That's honestly why we're covering the band. Known of Hands Like Houses for a while, but they, you know, they have a new vocalist. It's Josh from The Fame. That's that right there is enough reason to cover it, because I fucking love that man's vocals, and it shines through on this song so well. It's such an incredible song. It's so dancey. He's such a great vocalist. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm just stoked to see what comes next, where this goes. And you know, hope that the fame still continues alongside the band. You know, he's got both bands in the bio, which is good. That's always a good sign. But the fame, still need more of the fame, but I'll take two bands with Josh in it, because that's just double the Josh output.
Exactly. At least I'm hoping it is. Unless he's like, all right, guys, the fam's taking a break so I can focus on this one. I would probably be like, okay, no. let's not do that. Let's not go that far.
No. Blind Channel and Rory dropped a new single, Die Another Day. They've got a new record coming as well. They finally announced the release date for it, March 1st, 2024, alongside this single. Not my favorite single off the record so far.
No. I really like the feature. I do, hands down, fucking love the feature, love the vocals. This is just not the sound I expected from Blind Channel. To me, it does just sound like their radio targeted song, which is cool. Every band can have it. As long as this isn't what the record sounds like, I'm happy, man. In the context of the record, it's probably going to sound fucking great. But just looking at their discography, looking at the last record we spoke about, go check out the interview, this does not line up to what we know them as and what they usually sound like. Excited to see what the record sounds like. Excited to see whatever they do with this. But not a huge fan of this.
Yeah, I was caught off guard with this one. But you know, the singles that we've heard thus far have been in line with what we expect from the band, what we know the band for. So I'm not too worried about this one. You know, as you said, every band's got to have a song like this. So, not going to complain, not writing them off. The album, not going to be good. It's going to be dog shit.
Blind Channel's dead, yeah, I guess, yeah. Guys.
Guess it's over. Good run while they had it. That's, I'm not worried. I'm still stoked to see where the record goes. I'm stoked to see where the record's going to take them, because that last record did so much for them. And, you know, the follow up of, you know, there's a lot of anticipation going into this one, because they really blew up with that last record. So stoked to see where this goes. Not my favorite track, but got high hopes by Panic at the Disco.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Green Day dropped a new single, Dilemma. This was awful.
Yeah.
His vocals sounded really bad on this one. I don't know why, but I was like, is this a joke? Because it just sounded just bad. Like, usually it sounds like, sorry, this is gonna sound really mean, like his vocals are like, they're not standard, you know, they're not fucking Michael Bublé where it's like fucking clean, fucking beautiful, silky, velvety fucking vocals. Like, it's what they used to be. Punk, I feel like I'd get killed for calling Green Day punk, but it was kind of like those rough, like gritty vocals where it would just be like, yeah, this is the fucking shit. But in this one, it just sounded bad. Like, usually it's like gritty and like not standard, you know, pop vocals, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it just sounded like just like unprofessional bad. Yeah. Like, is this your first single as a person, like, ever? Like, this is the first time you've stepped in a booth? Like, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm going too hard, but it's Green Day, so fuck them. Yeah, bad track, bad vocals, not a fan. It just sounded bad.
I wasn't a fan of this. You know, I think after the last single, I confirmed I'm just really not a fan of Green Day.
Except American Idiot. Yeah, that shit is good.
Yeah, they got some rippers, you know, some of the older tracks, but you know, it gets to a point in a band's career where it's like, you know, they put out a record so they have an excuse to go on tour, but then they don't even play those songs live, kind of thing. So it's like, we all know that that's what's going to happen. Like, none of these songs are going to get played live. If they are, it's going to be like the lead single. That's it. And that's
fucking it.
That's not even, I mean, not that we've really enjoyed any of the songs on this record, but that was the one I hated the most.
Yeah. You guys led with that one. Yeah. Which is crazy. Yeah.
So, not like I'm going to go fucking see them. I think I've cemented the fact I'm not going. Because it's not even like Green Day in and of themselves. I like, you know, the older stuff. I like the hits, the stuff you hear on the radio. Not when they're playing The American Dream is Killing Me on the radio. I'll turn to my mom and be like, you know, I don't like this song and here's why. And then I spend the whole 3 minutes it's playing telling her why I don't like it so that she doesn't have to hear it either.
Good. Good. But, that's a good son right there. Yeah, you're exactly. Good. Good job.
Exactly. But all the other songs they play on the radio, I like. But the
Basket Case, yeah.
The tour package is terrible. They got the Smashing Pumpkins, dude.
Yeah, that made me say, yeah, I'm not doing this because I fucking hate the Smashing Pumpkins, man. The name, what we fucking call them, shows how we feel about them. Guys, was this just an anti Good Noise podcast tour? They just put our fucking least favorite band on top of our least favorite band. And they said, here you go, guys. Yeah, I dare you.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to guest list us, we will go and say great things. I promise.
Oh, yeah. But best show of my life.
Like they put on a good show when I saw them in Hail Omega, but like wouldn't go out of my way to see them again with that kind of tour package. Like if they were bringing my favorite fucking bands on tour, like, or just like hyped bands that like gotta see them at some point, might as well see them open for fucking Green Day, like
Water Park.
Yeah, I'd fucking be there. I don't know if that's the hyped band. I mean, I'd have to be there. I drove to fucking Albany to see them like play in the arena times. For the first time, so that'd I'd go see them open a fucking for Green Day. But that's not
Twitter the hype would fucking explode if that happened. They would be so mad. And I would go to that tour just to see the Green Day fans and the Parksy fans just fucking, because that's like 50-year-old men versus like 17-year-old girls just fucking brawling. Oh my god.
Yeah. But yeah, this new song fucking blows.
Oh my god, it's awful. I kind of forgot we were talking about a song.
Yeah. Yeah, new record comes out in January 19th to be Pacific. Not looking forward to it.
Dreading it, yeah. Actually.
We're going in 2024, one of the first podcast episodes of the year, covering one of our least anticipated records of the year. We will be covering it.
I'm so excited. At least we're getting it out of the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then it will hit my top 10 album of the year list by the end of 2024. I'm sure in the context of the record, The American Dream Is Killing Me is just going to make so much sense. And
you're joking, but if you actually put anything Green Day related on your top 10 for next year, I'm going to do something awful.
She's going to quit.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so stay tuned for more Green Day love on the Good Noise podcast. Maybe the record will blow us away. I mean, the only good thing is, although it's not good, they're back to their roots. Roots being punk-sounding music. They're not doing it's not so bad that it's like, what the hell, like experimentation, like all laws went out the window and they just experimented and like, nobody tells them no anymore, so they just put out there, father of all. Whereas this is just like, it's just like they forgot how to write punk music.
They did. You guys should have grinded it out a little bit more. Maybe listen to some punk bands.
Maybe listen to your old fucking music.
Yeah, they haven't listened to Dookie in a while.
Take a page out of Ryan Kirby from Fit for a King's book and listen to all of your old discography going into the studio to write your next record. Like, genuinely.
It works.
like that band staying consistent. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing.
I love that band.
Yeah. Set It Off, dropped a new single, Parasite. They're going on tour with Crown of the Empire, Caskets. It's a fucking banging tour.
I fucking love Crown of the Empire. Crown of the Empire, if you see this, love you guys. See you soon.
Yeah. I might be a Philly. We're not sure yet. But what a tour. those rooms. Finally set it off is moved up in room size. Because, you know, I saw them in the TLA, you know, in Philly back in, was it last year, 2 years ago? I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure it was this year that you saw them. That was last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the Shroom Moore.
Yeah. So then, yeah, that makes sense because I'd seen them at TLA earlier that month. So yeah. But they sold out that show, and that was like before all of the success. You know, that was when Elsewhere it came out. And, you know, obviously that album did very well. I mean, they've been doing well for themselves since before Midnight. But, you know, that record, they really did well. And then Elsewhere, that record, they were doing well. But it's like that first single from this new era was like when everything fucking popped off like that. That song streamed insanely well on fucking Octane. Like, it's like they're fucking killing it. So the rooms are finally bigger, which is good because I'm not as worried about the show selling out in five minutes as I would have been if they were playing the same rooms again, because they sold out the TLA this year. I wasn't there, but they sold it out again. So I'm like, it's finally time. With that being said, enough about room sizes of tours. I like that stuff.
I was listening, I was like, wow, you're right there.
I pay a little too close attention to that shit. Tours get announced, I'm like, what rooms are they playing? Huh, I don't know how they're going to sell that out. This package is only worth 500 tickets, and it's in 2,000 cap rooms. Who allowed that?
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah. Ridiculous. But I like the new song. I'm a fan of the new sound, the new era that they're going for. You know, hoping for a record, but honestly won't complain if it turns into an EP with the, basically it just wind up being a collection of singles. I just don't want the album, if there is one, to be a collection of singles, because they're killing it with the single rollout right now. Just like, not even like consistently, just like boop, promote that one, Octane, tour, all off one song, boop, do it all over again, and then drop another one. And like, there is no following the Spotify algorithm, and I could talk about that if we wanted this podcast to get to 4 hours. So they've been killing it with the single game and just kind of putting them out. So I'm hoping for a record, you know, with this kind of style and all that shit. But I like this song. Basically, all of that to say, I like the song, and the room sizes have gotten bigger.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, hell yeah. I thought this was okay. This is not my favorite Set It Off single that they have dropped. I definitely did prefer their last one. That one was a fucking ass kicker, ass shaker, everything. Amazing, except ass. Yes. It wasn't bad. Yes. But yeah, this one, it just didn't hit for me, but I'm very excited. I will be seeing you guys at the Norva. Crown, I fucking love you. Set It Off, I love you too. I just haven't seen you live yet. I've seen Crown like fucking 4 times now. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyways, I don't know how, but they found me. Dropped a new single, Gloomtown Brats. My brain kept reading it as Gloomtown Rats and then Gloomtown Bats. So that took a lot of energy to say it properly.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know how. Fucking shit rips. Got a new record coming out in February. Patiently waiting. The first single I liked. You know, but it was definitely, I didn't have the reaction of I gotta listen to it 5 times to get it, although Dallin was on Twitter telling people that to do that and then go complain if they still didn't like it. I wasn't in that boat, but this one, I didn't listen to any of the teasers because it was just kind of like, song comes out tomorrow, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm busy until tomorrow, so I'll just check it out on new. And then it came out Thursday, and I was like, oh, I'll just check it out on New Music Friday. So I finally listened to it, and I was like, god damn, I waited too long to listen to the song. It's fucking awesome. Like, honestly, one of my favorite, I don't know how, songs. It's just so fucking groovy. Like, the bass line on it, and I don't know, like the chorus is catchy, and the way he says, "Rich, was rich girls in Gloomtown.
Yeah, something like that.
With the very high pitched voice. So good.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like he has like a little bit of a British voice in this one. Is that just me? He does, right?
Nah.
Yeah, you're shaking your head. I'm gonna say yeah. I did like this track a lot. The bass line reminds me a lot of Queen. That's great. I love Queen's radio stuff. I used to say I was a big Queen fan. If you asked me to name something that wasn't like a radio hit, I would be silent. So I like their popular stuff. Great song. Love I Don't Know How. I loved this one off the first listen, unlike the last one, which it took me 2 listens. So I was still in the range that Dallin gave us. Very excited for this record. Absinthe is still my favorite song. Damn, that song's really good. So yeah, but I'm excited to listen to this new record.
Yeah, very, very excited. You know, this Dallin is so consistently awesome.
Yeah.
All of the output has been incredible. And stoked to see where this goes. I know you weren't a huge fan of the debut, so we're trending in the right direction with this one.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, because it's got a little bit more of I don't know, like feels a little bit more like the EP in like a weird way.
Yeah. It does seem like a little like a sister of the EP versus
the disjointed step sister of the
like twice removed.
With the debut.
Cut out of the family picture. Yeah, magnets over the face on the fridge. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all the topics we have today. You can follow us on Twitter. It's goodnoise_cast. Instagram is Good Noise Podcast. Facebook is Good Noise Pod. YouTube is Good Noise Podcast. Every audio streaming service ever, Good Noise Podcast. Bandcamp is Good Noise Records on Bandcamp.com. And Patreon is Patreon.com/Good Noise Podcast. Glory's got your Patreon supporters, your Twitch subs, and your important plugs. And then we're going to sign off.
Thank you to our Patreon supporters, my brother, my uncle, Matt from Pulses, Jeremy, Brady, Zari, and Eric. And thank you to our Twitch subs, Coaster Lover, Buzz Lightskin, Matt, again from Pulses, Sam, and Zari. Thank you again, Zari.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone who supports us. This is the last recorded episode of the year. Please tune in to next week when we're sharing our top 10 album of the years, top 10 runner-ups, and then our top 5 singles of the year. It's fun because neither of us know each other's list. So it's always like why you put that? What? Oh my God. Even though we called each other's number ones before we even started recording. Mm-hmm. But it's always fun
and
to see.
And Glory's got
like,
a better poker face than I do.
But yeah, go tune into that. Important plugs, Black Lives Matter, Stop Asian Hate, Be a Decent Person, Free Palestine. And yeah. Be good.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Echoing everything Glory said, you know, this last stream of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate everything this year. It's been a great fucking year. Lots of growth on everything. A lot of awesome interviews with bands never thought in a million years I'd be in the same Zoom with.
I mean, just to fucking name, can we see like our highlights of this year? Because it is the last one. Because sure. I could fucking call your three right now.
Sure. Try to call my three. I don't know what my three are.
Yes, you fucking do. So firstly, Currents.
Yeah.
That was this year. Yeah. I'm just going to say the other two, Chelsea Grin and Suicide Silence.
Chelsea Grin was last year, tail end of last year. Yeah, because that came out. The second half of that came out this year, the second half of that.
That's what
album.
I'm thinking of.
But what we talked about with the first one, and then we obviously talked about the second one because it was announced, was last year. Suicide Silence was cool. Yeah.
Not a highlight.
No,
okay. I want to hear your
highlights. I'd throw Dying Wish in there. I'd throw Crown the Empire in there. Suicide Silence, was still one of those like holy fuck, that actually pushed
like,
through somewhere. Yeah. But you know, those are some of the ones off the top of my head. I mean, if I had time, a shitload of time to think about that question, I could give you 100. You know.
Yeah. We did over 100 this year.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
So.
I could hand you the list. Of all the interviews we didn't tell you, those are the highlights.
Here you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know yours is Crown of the Empire, so like I don't
know. Well, what's my top three?
The seven interviews you just told me are the seven ones I'm remembering right now in this very very moment. I don't know. Okay. Probably Silent Planet. You seem to enjoy that one.
I really did. Yeah.
I'd like to add, I like talking to Pat from Not My Weekend every single time we talk to him, so I'm gonna put that one in there. I don't know, I got two.
Okay. Yeah, you got my top two, so that's completely okay. My third one is probably it's not out yet, so I can't even fucking say it.
Oh, is it the one that comes out at the top of next year?
Yeah, that one. Even though it was recorded this year, so I'm counting it, but it wasn't put out. But if we're talking interviews that went out this year, Not My Weekend's always good.
Knight Rider's always fun.
Both of the Knight Rider interviews, because we fucking spoke to them twice this year.
Yeah, but the first time was last year.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They were on Trinity of Terror. Patrick was on Trinity of Terror. It was like the first or second show.
That was Trinity?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That feels very recent, scarily recent.
Yeah, we were doing the interview and he's like, Atreyu who's on stage right now. Like, I play in like an hour and a half.
And he was like, we have suits now. Because that was the first show that they had suits. Oh my God, that was last year. Uh-huh. That was Trinity. That was like five tours ago for them. Like, unironically. Shit. Damn it. Okay, well, yeah, I'll just say Knight Rider and Pat.
Yeah.
I love Pat Not My Weekend.
Yeah. But, huge shout out to all the bands that have come on the show. We obviously have our highlights, some bands that are like, holy fuck, but we do this because we enjoy talking to bands, not just the six we named.
exactly, guys.
Yeah. Shout out to all the bands that came on here. Shout out to all the publicists and managers that, gave us the opportunity to chat with their artists. Definitely much appreciated. Huge shout out to everybody, whether you're subscribed or not, whether you follow us on a social media platform or not, liked the fucking video or not, hated the fucking interview, enjoyed the interview, watch it all the time, or watched it for 30 seconds and clicked off and was like, wow.
Those people fucking suck.
That fucking intro was corny as shit, and they boofed it, and the guy fucking pronounced the album name wrong. Like,
and you spend too much time talking about colors.
Yeah.
So stop talking about colors.
Yeah. So, whether you enjoyed it or not, we appreciate everybody that checks out the podcast. Again, doesn't go unnoticed. We stalk the shit out of the numbers, and it's,
oh my God. It's
much appreciated. So, stoked to see what 2024 brings to the table. We're going to go into hibernation so that we're more than ready to take it on with schedules that only get busier, don't slow down. Gets harder and harder to schedule every passing day, but we're going to make it happen for as long as we can make it happen. So, with that being said, I have been Shane.
I have been Glory.
And we have been the Good Noise Podcast. See you next year. Bye.
Bye.